We would love to, first of all, yes, thank you. But we've been doing a practice for several years now. Three years now. And when I first started out, I did speak with Geshe-la. He gave us the oral transmission and offered us the Sarkhyam, the tea thing to offer to Hayagriva. And after we got the initiation, we've been kind of following that. But I would love to get the formalized, and I did download the entire Hayagriva, secret Hayagriva thing from Lama Zopa Rinpoche from FBMT. And there's a 2 paragraphs in there that we do every day, single day, that we follow, and we say the entire thing.
Okay.
So we've been doing that, but we would love to get to know it deeply, yes.
All right, good.
Yes.
It could be a while before we can do that. But
sure,
I
mean, sure.
You guys would probably be interested in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for asking, Donna. Thank you.
All right.
So are you still hearing an echo, Donna, when we say something?
I don't know if I was hearing an echo from you or from, I hear me.
Oh.
And I think what's happening is that you're hearing it see, if you mute yourself, I think the echo will go away.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and mute myself. I was just wondering if we ought to get off and log back in again. But
no, I don't think so. I think if you just mute it.
I hear that too. I hear you echo only with you, Donna.
Yeah. And see, it's not echoing now. And I think what was happening was that there is a delay between when I say something and when you guys hear it. And then when you hear it, the sound then feeds back into your mic, into the Zoom system, so you get this feedback loop, which is what was happening last Sunday with, you know, and we're okay now, but.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah.
Amazing. You're just amazing, Donna.
Well, no, but I'm slowly learning a few things. So how is everybody? Fill us in. We want the details. Who's got news?
I'm doing pretty good. Dad, we're trying to struggle with Dad at the assisted living facility. They've limited visitation. Karen and I were caregivers, and they kind of are cutting that way back. So that's a little heartbreaking, but. Strange being in a facility with the COVID thing. It's a strange time.
My brother is in assisted living up in Asheville, and I've had trouble. He, like your dad, well, he can't have visitors. And I've had a lot of trouble reaching him by phone. Or even letters, he just wasn't responding. So I finally got through yesterday, and he sounds good. He sounds like he's in a much better mood, and I was really relieved to just talk with him.
I have the same issue with my mother, but she's in Raleigh and lives in an independent living facility, but they have nurse care. Mm-hmm. And they just started getting cases of COVID-19, so I can't go physically in there. And just the isolation since March, her dementia, short-term memory is just shot. So I'm going, Monday they're going to be doing testing for immediate care family caregivers. So I'm going tomorrow at noon to get tested. I have to wait 72 hours. Mm-hmm. Bring her groceries. They'll deliver it to her and wait 72 hours and see if I can see her on Wednesday.
I hope you can.
I know it's really hard for her. Doesn't understand. It's Sunday. She's supposed to be going to church. You know, why are they picking her up? It's very difficult.
I live at Carol Patrick and I live at Carol Woods, and we're in independent living. But when I talk with some folks, it's clear because of some dementia, they simply don't understand what's going on and don't know why they have to do these things. And it's very frustrating for them, very difficult.
It is. And at the last, I think the past 2 months, I've noticed a sharp decline in their short-term memory.
Hey, I've found a decline in my own memory here. And I think the David's smiling at me, but it's...
No.
we all are suffering. With me.
Yeah,
good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My mic wasn't working, so I had to reconnect.
Okay.
Hi, guys. It's Devera for real. My video's not working.
What were you saying, Joanna? I was saying that I think that just the low-level stress of dealing with the pandemic really affects sleep quality, which affects memory.
Mm-hmm.
I know my memory is not, you know, not doing great right now.
So I don't know if I can show you. This is what I'm doing. I don't know if you can see it. I'm making Christmas ornaments. I don't know if you can see it, but they're made out of laminated wood. So
nice.
It relaxes me, and every once in a while, I've got cameras at my mother's apartment, so I can see what she's doing, not doing, if she's taking her medication. So. But she's at Abbott's Woods, right off Creemore Road.
Monica, I saw you on that call the other day. That's where my dad is, too. Maybe I'll talk to you about the camera.
I thought I recognized you.
Yeah. Maybe we can talk about cameras offline. That planted a seed in my head.
Well, I've had it for a while, just for my peace of mind.
Does she know it's there?
Oh, yeah, she knows, but she forgets.
Does she talk to you and say, hi, Monica?
No, she. Every once in a while she says, see, can you see me? I say, no, Mom, I'm just talking to you on the phone.
You can see. Yeah.
But they do have a new nurse care group coming in, and I'm totally impressed with them. Since I can't go there, she's either forgotten how to open a can of soup.
Is Liz here?
Oh, okay. Good morning. Please have a seat. Good morning.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Oh, good morning, Gomasi. Good morning, Panditji, Pati. Good morning, Hamula. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, David. Good morning, Fatima. Good morning, Bodhisattva Patrick. Good morning, Jayana. Oh, good morning, Karen.
Good morning,
Geshe-la. Good morning, Neely. Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sean. Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Yes, so we have Meredith on YouTube.
Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Meredith. How are you?
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So anyway, today we have no power. So since last night we have no power. We are now using the generators. So musically, internet is working. I'm not sure how long it can hold. So there's no guarantee. So again, again that we have snows here on the ground. It's been snowing again. So alhamdulillah, maybe begin with a short prayer. So. Yeah, say them when you put the mantra.
Okay.
Om
Mane Mamanaye Soha.
Medicine Buddhist chants and mantra. I'll go on with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons. I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So let's say this mantra 7 times. Now the four measurables. It's 3 times in English, and then we'll do the chanting version 1 time. All sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. Beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. All sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. Sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head of perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, Fu Chen Rezi, all seeing one, I prostrate. So let's say the mantra 8 times.
Please think about all the people who are like, life's been like very much as influenced by this, you know, or these are tragedy of the virus. All the people who are old, dead, all the people who are dying, all the people who are very now sick, not a family member able to visit them, so they were not able to talk to them, not able to see them, not able to visit them. It's like different kind of situations. So then it's all kind of complicated. Even the family want to go to see them, talk to them, they cannot go to see them. So I'm not sure why they cannot talk to them through the phone. So anyway, so there are all kinds of problems. Please, you know, when you recite the Sutras of Mantra, Conversion Mantra, and Tala Mantra, please think of all of that. Okay? All of that. Okay?
Liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the 8 fears. Tutare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, the Tara. Om Tare Tutare Soha. Om Tare Tutare Tutare Soha. Om Tare Tutare Tutare Soha.
Om Tare Ture Soha. Om Tare Ture Soha. Om Tare Ture Soha. Sanje Chodan Sanje Chodha Soje Chodha Mla Chancho Bhagwa Dhani Dhake Chishe Jibya Sunam Dola Pinje Sanje Ndrumba. Please set a positive motivation, okay? Positive motivation. Not set a positive motivation. How is the weather? Hot? Joanna, Joanna says, let me show you some snow so you can visualize that you have snow in your backyard. Okay, Jenna, so this is the best I can do.
Thank you, Gail. I feel much better.
Yeah, okay. So visualize your big guys filled with the snow. That's all I can do. Oh, good morning, Dr. Watkin. Oh, good morning, Helen. Are you awake?
Yes.
Good morning, M.S. Chesler. Good morning, Chip. Oh, good morning, David. Oh, yeah.
Ishla, we also have Joe and Christine on YouTube.
Oh, good morning, all the beings on the YouTube. Good morning. So today, so money mantra. Did you watch His Holiness explanation on the money mantra on the YouTube? So especially nowadays, if you can go to His Holiness Dalai Lama's website, there are many teachings available, especially because of this, you know, like because of this like lockdown. Many teachings been provided to check again and again, so I think to keep up with that. So, should you watch? No. One way of thinking. Om, of course, Om, probably you all, most of you already know. Auma, three syllables together, Auma. Body, speaking, mind, Om, body, speaking, mind. money. I think money is just jewel, the jewel, wishful to jewel or money. I think symbolize bodhicitta, bodhicitta or compassion, mahakaruna, you know, wishful to jewel. Yeah, so sometimes the bodhicitta was called wishful to jewel. Rinche senchoks. Rinche means jewel. Senchok is the best form of mind. Rinche senchok. There's another way to call bodhicitta, rinche senchok. Of course, the jewels, not jewels that, you know, like alleviate people from properties. The jewel has, a characteristic, it alleviates people from poverty. So jewel, in this case, probably is bodhicitta, the method, such as, you know, love, compassion, equanimity, then bodhicitta, all of this, you know, compassion. Methods after the teachings, coming from Maitreya Buddha to Asanga, then Asanga to Lama Atisha, Lama Atisha to Lama Tsongkhapa, then the lineage. Padma, doesn't matter. So, Pandit is paying very close attention that Tibet, they have no idea how to pronounce Sanskrit. So you could say Padma or Padma. So, Padma, so probably like, so Padma Samba, Padma Samba, Padma. And anyway, same meaning. Downtown and downtown and the downtown, same meaning. Same meaning. Downtown or downtown, same meaning. Same meaning. Different sound, same meaning. Anyway, Padma, or Mane, Padme, Padma, or Pema. You know, so like, generally speaking, symbolize pure thought. Pure thought refers to renunciation, so the pure thought. Generally speaking, symbolize pure thought, you know, or renunciations. Generally speaking, wish to get out of samsara, wish to get out of samsara, wish to free yourself from the samsara, wish to liberate yourself from the samsara. That's called, you know, usually Padma symbolized that. When you see in the Tanka painting, when you see there's lotus, so that's what symbolized. So being that was painted on the lotus, symbolize that person or that person possess renunciation, pure thought. That's what it means. The meaning, painting a lotus underneath the being, they're sitting, when you look at Tanka, so they're like lotus, there's a moon disc, there's a white round, so the moon disc symbolize bodhicitta, and there's sun disc, they symbolize wisdom, profound wisdom, not just any kind of wisdom, profound wisdom, the understanding of the ultimate truth. So that what they symbolize the being that was painted on those three symbols, possess renunciation, bodhicitta, wisdom, realization, emptiness, or three principles except the path that will lead you to the enlightenment, for the enlightenment. So that, you know, there's meaning.
Mm.
In this case, oh, money pays me who? In this case, Padma probably symbolizes the wisdom, profound wisdom. So I want you to look at His Holiness, that money explanation recently been given when He asked people to recite the mantra. So, whom is like, who usually symbolizes one, inseparable or one. So that means wisdom and compassion, or wisdom and bodhicitta should not be separated. You know, should not be separated. It's almost like two wings of the bird. If there's one wing is lacking, can fly very far or very well. So that manipami who means unity, like the wisdom and the method is like inseparable or one. One thing I need both. The bottom line, I need both. Or money pay me who's jewel in the lotus, that literally means jewel in the lotus, means compassion and the wisdoms inseparable, or one compassion and wisdom inseparable, like bird with the two wings. So there's the one meaning of, you know, think about when you say money pay me who. So then when you, there's also the longer version of the meaning of the money mantra. So when you are seeking, you know, when we are seeking liberations, then we don't have interest to any rebirth, even the human rebirth, we have no interest. If you're seeking liberations, you know, so that when you talk about rebirth, yes, you can rebirth the six realms. What are the six realms? So now Panditji grows all the lambim, entire lambim realization has already been generated. So it's quite obvious. So maybe, what are the six realms?
You're talking about the God realm.
Oh.
Then of course the Asura realm, animal realm, human realm, Preta realms, and let's see, the
American realms.
Yes.
So six, three higher realm, three lower realm. That's the easy way to remember. Easy way to remember is like three higher realms. Panditji, three higher realm.
Would be the God realm and human realm are the three high realms. I mean, the two high realms I know. And even the Asura is like godlike realm.
Yeah, same.
Pure land.
Demigod. The same Asura. Asura. What is called demigod in Sanskrit?
Asura.
Well, same, yeah. Then there's an easy way to just three higher, three lower realms.
I know of animal realm, the Preta and the ghost realms. Is how I know it.
Yeah, hell realm, turtle realms, animal realms. So, that's where we check rebirth. Rebirth, there's only six of them. There's no seven or eight, nine. There's only six of them. When we are seriously seeking liberations, so that you are not seeking to come back or come back into any of those realms. All those realms is part of samsara. It's not nirvana. Okay. I mean, it's like not out of force of karma and delusions. Of course, you come to those six realms out of compassion, out of prayer, you come back. So that's not like by force of, you know, like afflictions and karma. It's not the force of delusion, karma. No, if there's no delusion, the karma doesn't do anything. Karma doesn't do. Karma to produce some result, it has to have delusions. Without delusions, the karma doesn't produce anything. So when I said, don't want to come back, means doesn't want to come back out of delusions and karma. Of course, then you, bodhisattva, come back out of power of prayers. They're like, their own wish, their will, they're all, there is not karma force them, so they come down, you know, so they go to any of six realms out of compassion, bodhicitta. Okay. So they, for the sake of knowledge, there's two different things. Oh. So now if you want to meditate, when you say Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, when you meditate, I'm not sure, like, generally that you do meditation on Mani mantra, so there's not specific things called Mani mantra meditation. I don't believe there's specific things called Mani mantra meditation. So, but, you know, you can do meditation, even though there's no technically called Mani mantra meditation, but you can meditate. Why you can meditate? Why I say that? Because there are meditation, there's like analytical meditations, there's like review meditations, there's concentration meditations, therefore you can meditate on Mani mantra, when you say Mani mantra. Thinking is, you know, like it's almost like, you know, swimming. So first, when you learn swimming, how to swim, so you rely on something. You rely on what you call. You hold on something. What's it called?
Yeah. Floater.
Yeah, floater. You hold on the floater, then you. Then you like move your feet. Maybe there might be also a fancy term for that, so I don't remember. What is a fancy term for moving your feet? So move your feet. That means at the beginning, during the learning, can you hear? Need to bear because it's running on generators. So Patagonia, anything could happen any moment. Need to be prepared. Impermanent is big part of life. Impermanent is a big part of the life. So Lamula, does there ring any bell? Like three wisdom. Three types of wisdom.
There's wisdom of listening.
Oh, this one, okay. What? Wisdom of listening. So So that was like swimming, learning swimming. So then holding on that. Oh, that wisdom and learning during that time, you are heavily dependent on what? The floating things. So then when you become quite good at swimming, so then sometimes you swim, then sometimes you need the floating things. Most of the time you don't need the floating things. So just like the second wisdom, what's called? Wisdom of thinking. What's called wisdom of samula, second wisdom?
Wisdom, I guess wisdom of thinking. I don't recall what it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't remember three types of wisdom?
No. Sorry. I can look it up.
So anyway, so there's the second one. The third one is Gomjung Shara. There's the best one. So then you don't know, you no longer need it. There's floating things. You can swim. So that means you are not now dependent on the world. You just have, it's all in your thoughts. So you no longer need world. You just meditate. Anyway, another saying, saying the general word from the mouth and the reflecting on the general meaning of the word. So that's what you, that in that regard, you can meditate on Mani mantra, you know. So the first syllable, Om, that's the color is white, white color. You know, white color, basically, generally speaking, symbolizes purity. It symbolizes, that's why the Vajrasattva appear is a white color, because Vajrasattva practice is something to cleaning yourself, cleaning your conscience, cleaning your mind. So that's why Vajrasattva appears the white. The compassion, our Lokiteshvara is also white, because generally speaking, white symbolizes kind of purity. Purity. So, who is doing this? So if the no need to show here. So when you say Om, so then you visualize let the Om, you can visualize color, white colors, and how is it? Pride, arrogant or pride. And it will block the rebirth into the God realms. It will block the rebirth. You are not going to take rebirth in the God realms. So. Buddhism, the goal is liberation or enlightenment. That's the goal. It's not the some kind of heaven or like God realm. It's not the you are not aimed for God realms, you know, you don't, because it's, this is why it's part of samsara. So you want to try to get out of samsara. So that's why. Relatively, of course, compared to human realms, that's probably much less problems. So we are not like going, we are not seeking where there's less problems. We are seeking where there's zero problems. So that's why. If somebody asks, why not God realms? Live much longer, because one day is 100 years, you can live there like hundreds, you can pass many human generations. Doesn't it sound good? No. In Buddhism, the goal is to go to somewhere there's zero suffering. Moksha. Enlightenment, that's the goal, that's why. That's why you take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Who can guide to that state? Who can provide you guidance, instructions to go to reach that state? That's why we don't take refuge in other things doesn't mean we don't like them. No, because they can provide what you're seeking. They can guide you what you're seeking. That's why, you know, so like, not like, we don't like other religious people, we don't take refuge in that. No, because our goal is seeking, we are seeking moksha and enlightenment. So according to your goal, then you take, seek refuge in someone who can guide you there, instruct you, give you instructions to for your goal, that goal. So that's why, okay? For the second one. So then when you read the refuge part, you say, once you take refuge Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you should not take any refuge in any other object. So now you understand why. Any other object, they cannot provide you liberation. They cannot provide you enlightenment. That's why. They could may provide you to some kind of temporary heaven. That's not what we are seeking. We are not seeking the temporary things. We are seeking the state where there's zero suffering. For the second knowledge. Om, so then you visualize the white color. Om, so then the anyway, so there's also 11 explanation. That's also combined with the 5 wisdoms, so that actually belongs to the enlightened state. So that's also the, you know, like kind of like leave the imprint of some kind of imprint in your mind stream to in the future to achieve one of those wisdoms. So so you can look up, okay. So then free you from arrogance or pride, right? Ma jango. So now the green Ma, letter Ma, green. Ma jango. So Om, so Om Ma, so then green. Yeah, but you know, generally speaking, when you think about the green Tara, the green symbolizes the color of wind. Among those 4 elements, the wind is the one that moves. Wind is that's the fastest one. Among the 4 elements, wind. So basically, green Tara is wind. Tara's color is green because the green is a color of wind. So that means Tara's blessing is quick as wind, fast as wind. So in this case, you know, the green, Ma, that's the color. If this matter for you, the color, if you're just wondering why it's green, green symbolizes wind. Elements, so the wind is like fast, so that means that the color of the deity's blessing is fast as wind. So that's what it usually means. So in this case, green. So I'm not sure. So, so that kind of stop the rebirth into the demigod asura or demigod realms. So the power of that syllables. Kind of stop or the block the door to take rebirth in the demigod realms. So then free you from the suffering of jealousy. Of course, why they relate god realm to pride, demigod realm to jealousy? Yeah, because in those realms, the biggest problems is pride. In God realms, the biggest problem is pride. there are many things that you are born with that you feel pride. You feel pride. So the demigod realms, you know, the biggest problem is jealousy. Because they're jealous. They're always looking up to the God realms, so they get jealous with them. Not the human realms. They don't get jealous with the human realms. Their jealousy rise looking up the God realms, not the human realm. There's nothing to be jealous. So they go up, so then they get jealous. They don't looking what they don't have. That's when jealousy rises. You're looking, you're seeing something that you don't have, that you are not happy, somebody else has. Seeing neighbor's brand new car. The rejoice doesn't rise. What rise is rise? Jealousy rise. Why jealous rise? Because you realize something that your neighbor had, you don't have. So there's your jealousy. So not rejoice. If you rejoice rise, there'll be no problems. There'll be no problems. So if that object doesn't becomes like problem between you and your neighbors, it becomes the conditions to become you and your neighbor become friends. So you are happy that they have brand new car. You are happy that means to get brand new car. You are happy for them. You don't get jealous. So usually jealousy rise looking something you don't have. Shape, color, wealth, positions, knowledge. This goes on and on and on and on. Jealousy. Like him?
No.
Eden is good. Eden is good. So now when they say Om, the light, Om. Free you and all beings who are going through the complication of being arrogant, being pride. Ma, so then green, free yourself also from jealousy, problem caused by jealousy, and jealousy itself, problem caused by jealousy. And others, you know, problem caused by jealousy, and jealousy itself, free from Ma, Nietzsche. So now, Ni, so now yellow in color, Ni. Now the third syllable, Yi, Ni, Om, Ma, Ni. Third syllables, Ni, yellow color. Then like, it also blocked the rebirth, taking rebirth in human realm. As I said before, we are seeking liberation. We are seeking the state that's like zero rebirth out of force of karma and delusions. So that means zero sufferings. Oh, that's our goal. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't seek humans. So if you are happy to be human, there's something that's nice to be human again. Yeah, of course you can pray for that. Nothing wrong. Not saying, please don't misunderstand. It's not saying, oh, becoming human is another problem. No, no. If you want to become another human, so, Kim, you are hot. You are feeling hot. You saw the snow I showed? Did you
show snow? I need some snow.
Oh, maybe after the class I will show you some snow, okay?
Okay.
So we have snow. We have snow here. but happiness doesn't matter. Whether there's snow, there's no snow, I think like, yeah. sorry, so you are feeling hot there. So the knee is a yellow color. It kind of like blocks the door to be born, taking rebirth in human realms. Okay. In moksha, when you achieve moksha, when you achieve full enlightenment, there's no death, there's no aging, there's the kind of state, free of birth, free of aging, free of sicknesses, all of that. There's no longer rebirth. It's cease. You know why it's cease? 12 links, very beginning of the training was called ignorance. That's gone. Because you see emptiness, wisdom realizes emptiness, sees that. Without wisdom realizing emptiness, you cannot achieve moksha, liberations. In order to achieve liberation, you have to have wisdom realizing emptiness. So that's why when you see the emptiness directly, first, out of 12 link, the first link is gone. It ceases. So because of that, there will be no second one, third one, then the rebirth, sickness, death and sickness, that's the very bottom of the 12 links. That's why cycle stops. For the second knowledge, cycle stops. So in yellow, in color, so then like also the blocks, the rebirth, human rebirth. So probably we, our biggest issue is like, what is our biggest issue? Doubt. Doubt. Not sure. Doubt. The problem, there's many problems, you know, like fear of separating from something that you have and not getting what you want. There's like 6 types of problems, 7, 8 types of problems, 3 types of problems, there's many problems. We don't need to go in very detail, so we know. We don't get what you want, the thing goes the way you don't want. not all the time, sometimes, you know, thing doesn't go the way you want to go. It goes to the way you doesn't want to go. Looking for something you couldn't find. Looking for something you cannot find. Once you find, there's another worry about losing, fear of losing that. Never be content. Never felt like you have enough. Always looking for more. And meanwhile, the more doesn't guarantee the happiness, and knowing they're doing the same thing, same more. Yeah, many problems. The doubts. Doubt into the spiritual path, doubt into the spiritual practice, doubt into yourself, I may not have Buddha nature, but people say you have Buddha nature. I'm not sure. Maybe I don't have Buddha nature. Maybe the Gisela is being just kind. They say that I have Buddha nature. It's nothing to do with Gisela. Or maybe they're not having faith into yourself, not having faith in the practice, not having faith in spiritual practice now. So like all of that, that's doubt. So then you will never get, if you want to, if you are thinking to go to Yellowstone National Park, thinking to drive there, so you have to be certain. You need a map. You have to have will to go. First, you have to have will to go. If there's no will, you'll never get there. Just having a will, that's not enough. You have to have clear map that shows you how to get there. Then make sure that you are certain the road that you take in. If you are doubt, this way, that way, you'll never get there. Oh, I'm not sure. Maybe like meditating on Lama. I'm not sure. Maybe that will guarantee me to meet Lama Sangha for teaching. I'm not sure. Maybe that's sure. Yeah. Obstacles. Or this way, or that way. That will slow your process. You spend a lot of time wondering this way, that way. Why it become like that? Because you are not certain. The road you are taking, you are not certain. Maybe you did not check the map very clearly. Or maybe your GPS system is not working well. So the doubt. Right? So don't meet the Lama. Don't meet your, not wanting to go, never get to Yellowstone. Not wanting to go, no. That means doesn't have will to go, never get there. Just talking about Yellowstone, going to Yellowstone, talking about going to Yellowstone all the time, never get there. Why? First, there's no will to go. Second, not sure about the road, how to get there. Third, you get on the road, you have will, you have get on the road, now you screw up in the middle of the road, you don't know the road, which direction to take. Lam Norwa is that like wrong path. In the Yellowstone, you end up in Wyoming. You thought you are going to Yellowstone, you end up in Wyoming. What happened to the road? There are three things. Not wanting to go, don't meet the Lam Norwa, wrong path. Lam Norwa is maybe not sure like that. That's the biggest human problem, human, God realms, pride, demigod realm, jealousy, human, not having a faith. Oh, like, I'm not sure, the Lama Tsongkhapa said that even the insects, if they put some effort, even they have also have chance to get enlightened. Oh, I'm not really sure, like, how the insect have chance if they put effort. I'm not sure how they can put effort. Is that becoming inspirations? Oh, if the insect get enlightened, oh, definitely I can get enlightened. Maybe I should be more happy. Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that human nature is good. I'm not sure. A lot of doubt. Okay. Okay. Ni sebus om ma ni yellow color in yellow. So then help you to free from doubt. So then all the problems that associate with the human realm, do you need explanations? No, we don't need, because we live in human problems. We know what are the human problems. We don't need more explanations. Now, if you need more explanation, please you read Lamrim. Lamrim give you tons of them. You can when you think, oh, there's no problem, so then read in Lamrim section no need to read more about sufferings. There is tons of suffering that you see, so no need to read more of sufferings. Just look around. Okay. All the problems, physical problem, mental problem, that relate to the God realms, free from his own white and color, free from that. Free how? It closed the door to be born in God realms. If you are not born there, why experience God problem? There's problem. There's no problem. No problem. Okay. So knee, the power of the knee in yellow, in the color in yellow, so that kind of closed the door to human rebirth. So then there's any problem that's associated with mainly physical, of course the mental. Wherever you go, there you are. Mentally, you know, so wherever you go, there. Mentally, you know, so if the human suffering, then all like has stopped also. Pets. So now pets. How much time we have?
40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes. Okay. But, needs to hurry up because everything here is impermanent. Can't rely on, need to hurry up. Can't relax. <yeah. laughs> Oh, money, bad nature. That Fatma, what color? Huh?
Blue.
Oh, blue color also. Because influence the snow, sorry. Snow is not blue, it's white. Influence the snow, now everything become white. Oh my nature. So then free you from all the problems, physical problem, mental problem, they're related to the animal realm. Animal realm. Oh. So the biggest problem, one of the obvious problems is not able to learn anything, not able to learn anything. Even though somebody teach you there all day long, if you teach somebody teaching you there how to say Om, can learn. Even all day long, somebody trying to teach you Om, cannot learn. Maybe after 1 month, some animal can say Om. Many cannot, even hear, Om cannot say. So that's the biggest problem, not able to learn. Oh yeah, so then, blue color. So that color also has, you know, something to do with the healing energy. That's why medicine put the appear in the blue color. Dark blue color. So then I also heard that a long time people you wear that the ring that made the ring that has like the ring, the stone on the ring that stone on the rings that stone is like lapis lazuli have some kind of like healing. Yeah, power, healing energy. So that people wear. So that's why blue color is kind of, the color is very soothing color. Well, so then red color. May is red. Red color. Free from prepper realms. How it goes. What is the main cause? Main cause to be born in prepper realms? Stinginess. Becoming very tight. You're so tight with your knowledge. Next time, if you be born in humans, not many people are willing to give you knowledge because we never share your knowledge. You don't give your knowledge. You become so tight with knowledge. Same thing, possessions. Not many people will offer you possessions. Why? Because you become so tight with your possessions. So that's like prepper realm, all everything. There's a lot of, you know, problems, like I said, the main cause, of course, there's many conditions. Main cause is like holding so tight on what you have, not being sharing, not being able to share. Even the human realm, you see, I'm not saying a bad thing, I'm worried. I'm concerned. I'm not saying the bad thing. I'm concerned that, not sure that, I'm concerned what kind of karma they create. So like, you know, like, not, how, some reason, somehow, not able to use. Not like because you have nothing to use. You have something to use, but you don't, you refuse to use, you refuse to use. And you refuse to share, you refuse to give. It's not really it's not much benefiting you, it's not benefiting anybody else. And you're just holding on, you're just holding on, yeah, so there are like, can say that the why there may be some, there's like, feel like you don't have enough. So that's why you have to hold on, even though you have millions, but you still feel like you have not enough. That kind of practice is kind of hard to believe that like, you have millions of dollars, but you feel like you don't have enough. That you have hold on that tightly, and you yourself cannot enjoy. And just sharing or giving somebody else, just forget it. Just forget it. So that kind of poverty, that kind of things cause you to be born in like poverty, like in proper realms. So then there, of course, that even the natural environment provides sunny weather for you, feel like the winter. When it's winter time, for you is this summer, you know, that all opposite, you know, like that's the cost of the preterams, not them. They are just holding on. So well, there's a main drive. I'm not sure if that's the main drive or like a yeah, there are people in the world. I'm not sure, like, you know, from the karma point of view, you can't solve every problem. Every person is responsible for whatever's happening in the world. Every person is responsible. It's not just one person is responsible for all of that. That's just your idea. That's just your idea. From the karma point of view, the things get more complicated. So like, not just one person is responsible for all of this. No, it's kind of complicated. So now the gap between rich and poor, there's like, there's shortage of food, all of that. You know, somebody's like, as I said, somebody who has like millions of dollars still feel like they don't have enough money. So they hold on. They themselves cannot enjoy. And they're just sharing, giving for others, just forget it. Somebody who's out there have like a few hundred dollars, satisfied. They feel like they have enough, satisfied. So all this, you know, like kind of thing. So anyway, so therefore the sake of knowledge, the cause, the main cause of to be born in the cattle realms, like to be holding very tightly, and not being generous. Say time, next time, you have hard time, getting any time from other people. What happened? Because we never give any time for others. Never give any time. So that's not like, from the common point of view, that's like, you know, fair and not fair. I'm not sure how you explain that. Fair and not fair. I'm not sure how you explain that. So it's kind of get complicated. We are not going to get into that now. It's kind of complicated. Oh, yeah. Memorable. Me, Om Ma Ni Pet Me, red color. Oh. Free from attachment. Attachment, of course, attachment. Yeah, but that holding on so tightly is driven by attachment. So then all the problems that associated with the capital realms will be stopped. Will be stopped, okay? Now, last one, dark blue. Ting, that's Tibetan word. Tinga is just blue. Ting na means dark blue. Blue, that's dark blue. And of course, the mental issue is like, mental issues like the anger, hatred, anger, hatred. Yeah, so then, as I said, I'm not going to go deep into the detail suffering of the hell realms. No need, because there are tons of problems here. No need to go that there. There are tons of problems in the human realms. No need to dig out the hell realms. No need. What do you think? You think that is very important to dig? Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm very good, Geshe.
I'm good, Geshe. Oh, there's two Sandys.
Oh, there's two Sandys, both Sandys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, anyway, so we are not going to just talk. We are not going to go detail into the hell realm, so no need. So we have tons of, especially now. Now you don't need to. So the last one, the hatred, anger, okay? So now next time when you say Om, you can meditate. Why? Because this Om Mani Padme Hum, that word is gentle word. So that word, meaning of that word is gentle meaning. So that is a word to reflect. The words are word to say, it's very sacred. It's very gentle, very sacred. The meaning is very different. So then you can, don't just think of yourself. No, think of every. If you cannot think of each and every beings, but just think about all the beings, they are very much, their life is very much, how you say, very much influenced by this decision, you know, virus event. Family been separated. They are about to say, or some of them already been separated. Well, you see, there's a lot of news. Every single day, there's a lot of news. All the health workers, how they sacrifice their life. Now somebody sick from your family, cannot go to see them. This kind of sad situation. So that you very much care about that person. Now you can't go to see that person when that person is like suffering now. In some cases, dying, you can't go to see them. It's kind of a tragedy. So that, when you say, oh my dear, think of all of them. You know, of course, everything is happening based on the reason, based on the cause of the condition, karma. But you know, people who are about to go, how much suffering they go through, and people who are losing them, all kinds of problems, losing or lost their job, not able to find the job, and then they create a problem in the family, all kinds of problems. So need to think much bigger than yourself. When you say Om, please think bigger. Oh, think bigger. At least you can think when you say Om. So all the problems that associate the human realm, you just think about so that people are free from their own money. Then you can visit your money. if you want like merit wise, how much merit? Yeah. King Sangzhen Gombo, the one that Tibetan Dharma King wrote, his Manikabum, I read, finished probably, out of 1,000 pages. I've been sitting on my table many years and thinking I'm going to read the past probably few years with that thought of reading, never read. So finally then open. So far I think I read 165 pages, something like that. That text says, every hair on four-leg animal on this planet, you can count one by one. Oh, that takes a long time. Just forget about every four-leg animal on this planet. Just think about your pet. So maybe, Bodhisattva pet in case, just think about counting the hair on Bodhisattva. You know. Just on the 1 year, that will take probably the whole month. Just on the 1 year, counting. 1 year, that probably take whole month. There's just one animal. Every single four-legged legged animal on this planet, here on death, you can count one by one. But residing in Money Mountain Merit, you cannot count. That gives you some idea. Wow. I thought merit is very, so difficult to create. Turns out it's not that difficult to create. Yeah, yeah. If I get that much merit, yeah, I definitely make sure at least I say one money mantra. So then I have something to rejoice. How much merit I create today? Oh, more than hair on four legged animal on this planet. There's something to rejoice. So then doing that with the wish to help all beings. Start from the being now, world of life is very much influenced by this recent tragedy. Not able to visit somebody. They have like long overdue visit. Cannot do. Not able to see. suffering of the grandparents, not able to see their grandchildren, all the list goes on and on. But everything that appears will disappear. Why? Because nature is impermanent. Nothing will last forever. So that's one, that's how we should think. Everything changes. Nothing is impermanent. Things happen. Anything that appears will disappear. Anything that goes up will come down. Anything that grows will die. Anything that dies will grow again. There's a nature. Nothing will last forever. Don't think, oh, this will never change. No, that's a mistake. It will change. Everything will change. So then, you know, so like, don't think that, oh, like, oh, this is so complicated. No, no, creating magic is not that complicated. It's very easy. Or manipulating. Long time ago, people were having a hard time, even just learn. I remember Jabdil Sol Rinpoche mentioned one of his teachings that even long time ago, people were having a hard time even just learning the Om Mani Padme Hum. The mantra, even just having a hard time learning the mantra. So what happens? The bee taught them. One bee comes, oh, the people kind of wonder, oh, come again, oh, it'll come again, oh, so that's how they learn. Can you believe that? Human teaching, they couldn't learn. Om Mani Padme Hum. They couldn't learn. The bee taught them. Oh, then under come ma, they come ni. So that's how they, not with full finger point to concentrate. With just wondering why, just wondering why the bee, the sound of the bee. Sound of the bee is om. Sound of the bee is ma. Sound of the bee is Om Mani Padme Hum. That's how you learn the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. So taught by bee. That's just honorable said. Can you imagine that? So we don't have any problem learning Om Mani Padme Hum. Long time ago, people were having a hard time. Yeah, sometimes we have, I do know, when I was in the monastery, so learning this Long Nam Gyalma monastery, mantra. Sorry, not monastery, mantra. Long Namjama mantra, that's very long mantra. So it's part of my, you know, our education system that requires a lot of memorizations. So the teachers teach you, so then you memorize. All my friends, they got out because they finished. I'm the only one cannot say this one sound. I cannot say each time I say I screw up. So then till you get it right, you are not, you don't get out. You don't get out live. Till you get it right, you don't get out. So all my friends, they're looking for the door, kind of for feeling pathetic sympathy to me, because they're probably wondering, how come that you can say that correct? I cannot. So they all got break because they finished. I'm the only one. How would they like B Muni? So I couldn't say B Muni. I always say B ho. Supposed to say B Muni. I still remember. I think B Muni. That's the correct way to say be muni. Some reason I could not say be muni. I just said be ho, be ho. Mistake. No? So then I say they look from the drawers, so they kind of feel, they're kind of teaching me that. They kind of, they can't shout because they get in trouble. So they kind of like, teacher will not tell you. Because that means you are there, so you are telling that you memorize what you're supposed to memorize in the morning. You are there to now kind of quiz. Teacher is not going to tell you what's right or wrong because that's not going to be quiz. So that's like, it's not mean, it's out of compassion that teacher wants you to learn. So it's supposed to be muni. I say be ho. This teacher says, nope. That's it. They're all the, my friends, they say, I couldn't hear what they're saying. Can't hear. So that's what they happen. Not the money mantra, but Nandana mantra, just one word. Easy to say, be muni. Some reason they could not say. I had many dreams about that particular word. A lot of nightmares about that word. Not bad night, not the bad worst nightmare. Nightmare about Namjalma mantra. It's kind of hard to believe. So hard to believe that you have nightmare about money mantra. Yeah, long time ago. Oh yeah. So that completes the money mantra. So then I hope at least you will say, even if you cannot say, His Holiness requested to say, you know, that His Holiness birthday. 1,000, but reciting money mantra is very easy, very, very easy. So, and then think about the benefit. Look at if you're a pet, just think about counting the hair on your pet. Then you say, if that blows up your mind, remember money mantra. That will blow up your mind too. Benefit, okay? So then, you know, it's good. So there, I explained the meaning of the money mantra, so then you, so the text that I'm using in my mind is like composed by Trishir Rinpoche, one of the Nyingma masters, Trishir Rinpoche. I use that text, but there's no translation. Don't ask me to translation, because there will be no translation. For the reference, Trishir Rinpoche has composed that book, so I don't remember the title of the book. And I memorize okay. So now I think time is over now. Time is over? Yeah, I think time is over.
Yeah, the time for prayer. Yes.
Yeah, it's time for prayer now. And thank you very much for coming to the class. So, and I promise as well. Kim? Suno? Kim?
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Visualize. Okay, visualize. Oh yeah. So now we'll do dedication. How much dedication?
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may IQ remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Chenrays of Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. One who mastered speech at a very young age. One with great patience who received the name Avatare. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way. You serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjinasuktora's doctrine, masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now seven green Tara mantras for Geshe and Geshe Kasangpo's long, healthy, happy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om
Tare Tu Tare Tu
Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re 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 Soha.
Oh yeah, Hamula, thank you very much. Namaste, thank you. So next Sunday, so we are going to do meditation on based on the Mani Mantra, then we are going to start Mani Mantra and dedicate it for all the life that impacts, that has, you know, very much impacted by this recent virus case, okay? Oh yeah, so then have a nice day. Have a nice weekend. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Next time we practice together, Mani Mantra, meditation, Mani Mantra practice together. Next time, okay? Oh, yeah, thank you.
Stay warm.
Thank you, Alejandra.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.